Hey, Edward, this is John Kyle with Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How you doing, man?
I'm doing real good. I appreciate you taking the call here. And I did see some good notes here from James. So, you know, congratulations on being another person who has more first names than last names. Again, my name is John Kyle.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. I know it gets very confusing to people. I just go by EJ from now on. I hate that. I hate EJ, but that's just easier. So, fine, but
no worries. And George is spelled G-E-O-R-G-E, right? Just like how my last name is spelled like the first name. Is that correct?
Exactly. Same thing with James.
Okay. Well, at least you had a football player named after you a few years back, right? I think there's an Eddie George.
That's what they tell me, and he's a great running back, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. So, anyway, so just in regards to what we do, I did see some good notes here. Now, from what I gather, you and Ryan have been in business. You started doing things back in New York, right? And then you want someone to manage everything.
We sold that company, so obviously we had to like destroy all our marketing over there because it's their company now, which is a part of the deal, which is no problem. We don't care. We're not over there anymore. But we're in Texas now. We're in Corpus Christi because of the tax haven. So we're trying to obviously get this one off the ground. We don't want to do like we did over there, TV, billboard, all that other crap. We noticed that all of our money came from Google ads, so we just want to stick to Google. So we wanted to find a company who would do the business page because I don't like to do any of that freaking shit. It confuses the hell out of me. I don't want to do it. You know, the business page is Google. Google's a pain in the ass. And probably not for y'all because y'all do it every day, but for us it's a pain. So we just wanted to have a Google presence, obviously, and then be hopefully – one of the top three, and then obviously, I don't know, do some advertising, obviously, on the Google ads, I guess. And I don't know how to put that in other words, but yeah, that's basically what we're looking for.
Okay, now I do have some questions only because I saw some notes here. It looks like, I mean, you're familiar with us from, I guess, an interaction like a couple weeks back. Do you mind if I ask what happened? Did we screw something up in the initial onboarding, or what occurred?
No. What happened was when Ryan did it, there was somebody stole his freaking car, his wallet. So they USAA, the Bank of San Antonio, they just disputed everything on there. So because they thought it was that, and he didn't know that they were disputing that little piece. He gave them the ones that they were supposed to do, but they ended up disputing all of them, and then we ended up having to go back and tell them which ones were not to dispute, and they were supposed to overturn those. I mean, that should have been done already, but that's why I was calling today to find out if that was done or not, if I need to repay or what do we got to do. But we had a death in the family, so it's kind of been a lot all at one time kind of thing, in other words.
Oh, understandable. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah, because the notes were a little confusing. Like, one thing was saying that, someone was handling this for us, so, you know, that's why we canceled, and you know, we can appreciate that, too, so... Obviously, we want to make sure.
That was the confusing part because we didn't know if we wanted to do VIP because we have a VIP credit solutions company as well. So they were handling that for us, and they wanted to do the roofing, but we weren't too happy with what they were doing on the credit solutions. So we were going to see how y'all did the flooring the roofing, and if it went better, then we were just going to transfer that over. But that was just miscommunication. That was because they're already handling the solutions part, but we need somebody to handle the roofing part. Excuse me. Keep saying flooring because I owned a flooring company back in the day. But it's just roofing.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha. So then what I'll do, Edward, like we can definitely start this up again and do everything properly, you know, this time around. And, you know, I want to make sure everything is correct as before. So let me just look and see what package you set up for. Because you were talking about Google ads. I know that. But I also know that in the past, you know, when we set you up, it was for – Google ads and the optimization and nothing on Facebook side. Is that correct? You don't want any Facebook?
Because Facebook, honestly, in this demographic and in this area, it's just, we get a bunch of crap. So we don't want any of that. I mean, the people that work kind of our clientele are not on Facebook. So we want to be able to, you know, they just go on Google. They want it done. They want to get it done quick. And that's just what it is because they're so busy all the time. We usually work for a lot of doctors, a lot of lawyers. We do a lot more commercial than anything else, but we will do residential as long as y'all can make the demographic towards the house is at least 750 or above.
Yeah, and that's doable with Facebook more prominently than Google because Google, you're going to hit a wider swath of areas. And then Facebook, I mean, we not only pick and choose zip codes, but we can also do some demographic weeding out. And the only reason why I brought up Facebook is for Resi, right? Like, Facebook makes a lot of sense for people doing Resi roofing. And I know that you said you want to do high-end Resi. So if you want to open the door to Facebook, I will let you know we can offer that. But if you don't, that's okay too. Just to give you round
numbers on it.
Yeah, so the thing that you approved back in May was $4.99 a month to just do $300 to start towards Google each and every month. So that's just a small dose, so that way you can see how Google's working.
Can you let us know, I guess, what our competitors are spending in that area? Is there a way to get that information?
Let me just look at Roofers in Corpus Christi. What do we got there?
Yeah, we want to start doing it now because roofing is always done in the summer months, and that's coming up right now, so we want to...
Right, I do solar cells out here in California, so I'm very familiar with the industry because obviously we work hand-in-hand a lot of times. You probably have solar partners. If you didn't yet, let me know. that's another side story. But again, in regards to that, yeah, totally aware of what you're talking about. From what I can tell, and let me just look on my cell phone because sometimes cell phones look a little different. You don't have too many people who are like investing heavily in just the optimizing side. So, you know, that's more low hanging fruit for us to make sure that you're, competitive, if not at the very top of the list. But let me just look at roof.
Yeah. How do we be number one on when they look up flooring? How do we do that?
You said flooring, but you meant roofing.
Yeah. Roofing. Exactly. Sorry. how do we be
no,
on,
you're
the,
good.
On the top? How do we do top of
I was
roofing?
Like, I was like, you don't want to be on the top of flooring no matter what we offer, right?
No, definitely not. Just the roofing.
So,
how much is it? How do we do that, basically?
Yeah, right now I see Powell and Sons, a couple other sponsored listing, All Star Pros. So what I do on my end is I look at Google through different
avenues. Yeah, I don't even think those guys are local.
Right. That's what happens when you do sponsored listing. You can buy the zip code area. So I looked both ways. So when you look at your cell phone, there are multiple ways you can look just to see. But through Chrome, I can see there's no one doing Google Guaranteed. So that's a good position to be in, knowing that at some point, if you ever wanted to ramp up to Google Guaranteed, that would give you literally top status in Google's listings, meaning you buy the top listing. And there might be a couple other people, but as long as you have ad spend dollars, because the way Google Guarantee works, are you familiar with the Google Guaranteed model, or do you want me to just briefly touch on?
So basically,
you pay for top tier listing at all times. You get a check mark that says you're Google Guaranteed as well, which means to your clients that they'll get a $2,000, no questions asked, like a rebate if for whatever reason they have a complaint about your project. So it just gives your clients a little extra like dose of feeling protected.
But the biggest
thing for you is you don't pay for clicks. It's not like a flat rate. You just pay per lead, similar to Angie's, but a little different from Angie's if you're familiar with that model. The way it works on pay per lead with Google is you only get charged when you and the client make contact. So there has to be some sort of connection before Google charges you. So, but again, that's not right away because you have to have a certain presence on Google before you can push for Google Guaranteed. You actually have to pass a background check and a couple other levels of their application process. So we don't do that out the gate. But out the gate, you can do the sponsored listings. That's what you were checking in last time you spoke with us, where that's $4.99 a month includes $300 going towards Google.
We want to definitely be listed on Google. That'd be nice. So let's do that. And then obviously, what else does it list? Where else does it list at?
All the search engines that are used, like the Bing, Apple, and Maps, and stuff like that. So we'll make sure we'll promote all of that. But the other thing that I was saying is, if you wanted to dabble into Facebook just to see what you get out of it, we can just do a $100 a month. To start, and you can change that or drop that completely even after 1 month, where today's charge would be $5.99 to include Facebook, but then again, make an adjustment whenever you want.
Okay, so that's basically covers all the listings, making sure y'all do all the back end on the making sure we're listed, and then we're going to be doing some Google ads, like $300 worth of it, and then $100 worth of Facebook. And you can
then
go over the demographic areas of where I want it to be.
Exactly. All those things, all those details can be included on that. And then for you, the only other thing that I didn't mention is the website build out. You have a website already?
I didn't see it. I saw that.
Can y'all build one? How much do y'all charge to build one?
That's included with it. There is a one-time setup fee of $99, but you don't have to pay anything beyond that for the website build out. So
is it a landing page or a website?
A website. Like it'd be, we'd get as close as VIPRoofing.com as we can. If that domain's already secured, we'll probably shift to like VIPRoofingTX.com, you know, something really, really close to the business name.
Yeah, or CC or something like that. Yeah, gotcha.
And let me show you, you accept text messages on this phone number, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so let me send you a real quick a sample website so you see that there. First message is saying, hi, Edward, this is John Kyle from Local Splash, so you have the contact information. That way, any changes or things that you want to discuss later, you know, you have my contact info even after you're onboarded. Second is going to be a link to our sample website for roofers, and then you'll see just what how the structure of the website is. It's designed to be a clean, full, you know, multi-page website, and you'll get your own logo. If you haven't built one out yet, we'll build one out for you. So all that is a part of that.
Yeah, I think about the logo because I don't like the one we have. Yeah, I guess that's what we got to do. Let's do that.
Okay. So again, so the total including optimization, Google Ads, we'll do the $300 a month towards Google Ads, and then $100 a month towards Facebook is $599 per month. That's the monthly cost. And then moving forward, you'll be and then starting today, it'll be $698 because it's going to include the 99 setup fee for everything. Okay.
Okay. No better. You can't now, do any better than that.
Well, almost every one of those dollars is going towards ad spend. So really, you're only paying us $200 a month for the actual service.
Right. Gotcha. Let me see. Where's that flip? Is that I'm trying to look for the doing everything while I'm on the road? You know how it is. Let's see. I guess, so let's see, what am I thinking, do I have any questions? Okay, so y'all are going to build out the Facebook then too, huh?
Yeah, the Facebook business profile, we just need a human beings profile to link up to it, correct?
Okay, sounds good. And then, so you'll build the Facebook, you'll build the Gmail or the Google. Is there anything I got to do, like videos of the place or anything like that?
So there was one thing that you do on your end, and I know you said you wanted everything handled. Don't get me wrong, we would love to handle everything for you. The one thing that you have to do is the Google business verification side of things to get your profile approved by Google. We send you an email to walk you through how to get it done to make it as very easy as possible for you to accomplish. But that's the one.
And do they approve it if it's a house?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of our clients work out of a home base. I mean, you're a service provider. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, we don't even need brick and mortar.
Right.
We get our taxes at the house.
You're not the first, and you won't be the last roofer we work with. So we'll guide you through that. You just have to have the proper, like, if you have, like, your business registered, you know, with a business license and insurance, then those are the main things you'll need.
So let me see. So the company's under VIP Financial because that's the one who owns all my VIP companies. But what are they going to need? Are they going to check all that or what?
They're not really checking VIP Financial. Like, so this is just Google. It's not like a background service. It's just for them to verify your bona fide business to do their own vetting. So that way they're not putting non-businesses
so basically, what do I need?
There.
Just a video and what else do I need to have prepared?
Just a video it walks you through that. If you have any paperwork, like business cards, anything that's just like on paper showing the brand name of VIP Roofing, if that's how you want to be listed, that would be the best bet there. And then, you know, equipment, truck, if you have, you know, all those things, and they'll walk you through, they'll ask you usually to do the video in front of your home base to verify the address, things like that.
Okay. Sounds good. Let me see. So then, yeah, I guess let's do that then.
Okay. So let me go ahead and, again, you have about 10 minutes and then I'll just wrap everything up, right?
Yeah, it's fine. I'm on the road anyways.
Okay. So now, we had this file initially set up under Ryan, so we're going to change it to you, right, Edward? You'll handle most of this?
Yeah, because he's just got too much going on with the project managing, so yeah, that's fine.
Right. And then what's the best email to send all the correspondence to?
Still send it to him at ryan@guywilliams.law. I have access to both of them. So he'll see it all.
I had Ryan T. Connolly 13 at Gmail. You don't want that one, right?
No, I'll do the Ryan Tech Guy Williams at law, because we both have access to that one.
You said Ryan, what was it again?
Like R-Y-A-N-T at Guy, G-Y, Williams dot law. That's it.
Okay, so I have R-Y-A-N-T as in Thomas at gywilliams.law, right?
G-U-Y.
G-U-Y, williams.law. Okay.
Right, literally like guy and then williams.law.
Right, gotcha. Yeah, okay, and then the address we had on file, 13745 Cayo Gorda Court, is that correct?
We're going to change it to the one we just bought, which is, let me find it. They were texting me because we're closing today, actually. It's funny. Let me find the numbers. Like, it's C grade, but let me get the numbers. Like 16123 or some shit. Hold on. Where we at? Where we at? Where we at? There we go. Here we go. And then it's going to be... Where are you? I guess she didn't text Daddy, but let me find the other email.
And you said you're CEO or COO?
CEO.
CEO, got it.
Yeah, I run all the paperwork. He's CEO. He's with the OO, but I'm the EO.
Nice.
Yeah, it really don't mean nothing. We all just break off whatever we
need. Yeah, it's just break down like titles for the sake of the comfort of your constituents, right? Like, but it's just pretty much all hands on deck at all times.
Exactly, literally. But it's 16121. C grape.
Okay.
One word. C literally like it's spelled S E A and then grape. One word. Street. CC Texas or Corpus Christi, Texas. 78418. And how fast does it get on Google usually?
So are we printing that? Are we publishing that address or no? It's home base, right?
Yeah, that's the one that's going to be on the address, yeah.
But it's that's home base, right?
Yeah, exactly. Are you saying the one, or you can hide it right now? You can hide it like nowadays, right?
Yeah, we'll hide it no matter what. That's why when you're saying how fast is on Google, the listing itself, once you submit the video, we're going to do our best to push that forward to where the listing will be live within a couple of weeks, but we promise, our promise for to get you pushed towards that first page of the listings is 30 to 45 days. Obviously, with Google Ads, that moves faster, so we should have sponsored listings for you, not just the map listings. Sponsored listings should be also up within that 1 to 2 week time frame, as well as Facebook ads and the Facebook business profile and the website. So 1 to 2 weeks is pretty much the bulk of everything that will have everything set up for you.
Okay.
Do you think it's better to have the address on there, or do they care more if they have an actual place to go, like see, or does it not matter?
No, I mean Google's still going to require you show that address through the video if they request a video. They don't always request a video, but if they do, they'll require you show that address. But as far as publishing it, there's no real benefit. I mean, there aren't too many people looking for roofers and expecting to drive to your business. You know, that's just not common.
Okay. Yeah. Then just leave it blank. Then that's fine.
Yeah. And then let me just make sure I have everything here. So the best number for you for correspondence is 361-219-5198. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. I'll answer that one. And then if I need to update it, I'll let you know ASAP.
Okay. And then, you can always change that. And then do you want anyone else to make changes to your profile on your behalf or just you?
Just Ryan.
You and Ryan? Okay.
Yeah, just me and him.
And then the name on the card you'll be using, is it Ryan's or yours?
Ryan's. Actually, hold on, does it mine? No, this one's Ryan's.
Okay. 361. And then what phone number is connected to the card?
Good question. It should be 832-992-6567. But if it's not, it's this one. But I think it's 832-992-6567.
Okay. And then other than roofing and, you know, roof installers and things like that, what other things do you want to be listed for and found for on Google?
Okay, so we do all roofing, like tile, metal, shingle, all that. We do everything for roofing in general. But we also do inspections, and we also do, like, you know, like when they're getting their house appraised or whatever, and they need to get, like, stuff checked, we do that kind of stuff. So we do inspections, and then we're licensed for that. But, yeah, appraisals, roof appraisals, roof inspections, make sure that they don't need to be replaced if they're trying to get that for their, I don't know, trying to get their price down on their closing or whatever. We do that, but that's basically it, yeah.
Okay. And you do metal roofing, insulation, flat roofs, things of that nature, right?
Yep, flat roofs, tile roofs, and shingle roofs. And then I guess we'll go over demographics later, right?
Yeah, that's an onboarding call. You know, and again, some of this might seem like a repeat for you, but I just want to make sure everything's done right again.
No,
so, Because as you said, like, things change because we first had you set up as VIP flooring and roofing, I think.
No, just roofing for now. Yep, just VIP roofing.
Okay.
We learned our lesson. It's easier just to stick to one thing and not bounce around.
Yeah, I mean, that's why, again, as a solar provider, we usually partner with roofers and don't really try to, you know, do it ourselves just because it just works easier that way, so I get it.
Yeah, definitely. It gets too many people involved. No, sir.
Yeah. And then as of right now, you're not working with those other, like, providers, right? None for roofing.
Not for the roofing side.
Okay. All right. When did you want to do the onboarding call? It takes about 30 minutes. You can still do it all from the phone, so I understand if you're on the road. But we have time available. Let me see. The earliest onboarding schedule
minutes
slot.
To get to where I'm at.
No, you're good. So, well, we have to give them about an hour lead time. So the earliest time I have is 3 to 4, and then the latest time I have is 5 to 6.
Let's see, 3 to 4.
All right. Megan, I'm not sure if it was you or Ryan who went through this last time, so my apologies. Things seem like they're overlapping a lot, okay?
No, not at all. It was him, so it's all good. I'm learning.
Nice. So then this will be fresh.
Yeah,
it's probably better because
really good reviews.
Well, in the world of marketing, it's considered great what we get on reviews wise. In the world of, like, sometimes in roofing, you want to make sure you push for as close to 5.0 as possible just because that's how your competitors are trying to do it too. Which you'll like on the back end, Edward, is that we set you up with a dashboard where not only you can see analytics, but you can also prompt for people to leave you reviews by, like, typing in their phone number or email address. So that way you can just drop them very quickly to your clients after you service them. So, you know, while you're on the road, you don't have to worry about, like, trying to type an email. And even if it gets you a, you know, 20 to 40% response rate, that's much better than when you try to ask someone in person, because, as you know, people are lazy to find you when you ask them in person for reviews.
No, no. They're never lazy if it's bad. They're always lazy if everything's great. So
right. And then you have the proper, like, business licensing and insurance, right? I know you don't need an actual certification for roofing in Texas, but you have whatever you need business license and insurance-wise, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have up to $2 million.
Okay, and then
which
you want
a job
us
bigger
to
than that, we'll raise it, but yeah.
Right. And you also need a Facebook business page built out, right?
Yes, if you can.
Okay, so all I ask for you is whether it's yours or Ryan's, just send us I know we had an old link, but I want to start fresh on all this, just in case you want to use your Facebook. But we need to connect it to a human being's Facebook business profile. To do the actual ads on Facebook, okay?
So you need to get into Minor His?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we don't really touch anyone's Facebook at all. Like, we just need the access so that way we start the ad copy. But as far as social media posting and whatnot, that's the one thing we don't do. But if you are running social media posts from time to time on Facebook, that's what's recommended, just to get the appeal to, like, any of these, like, mothers groups or anyone in the area that, you know, you want to promote to in your high-value homes area, okay?
So you're not actually doing the ad on the Facebook then? I have to do that part?
We run the ads, absolutely. We do ad copies and run the ads. I'm saying we don't do the posts, like, before and afters and stuff like that.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I gotcha. Okay, yeah, we'll handle that. Okay, gotcha.
Right, yeah, there's two sides of Facebook.
The pictures are the worst.
Yeah, there's the social media side and then the ad side. We do all the advertising side. We'll do the build out with a digital business card, everything like that on Facebook. So your page will be nice from the onset. It's just a matter of that whole, like, look at what we did at Susie's house type of thing. That's not our...
Yeah, definitely. I'm with you. I got it.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. And then we're going to create a new domain for you, as I mentioned, so we'll get that taken care of. And on the phone number, so I know all calls will go to this 5198 number, but we do provide call tracking. It's for accountability. So when your number is posted on Google and everything, it's going to be slightly different, just so that way you can have back-end analytics of how many calls came through. Okay? But all calls will go directly through to you without any question. And then I did see from James's notes, you want to focus on Island, Port Aransas, Mustang Island area, right?
The island is basically, it's called the island, but if you're not from there, it's really hard. It's basically 78418 for the island. 78418.
Like Padre Island, right? South Padre Island or whatever it's called?
Yeah, exactly. South Padre Island, and then obviously, Port Aransas, Aransas Pass, Rockport. Those are our main spots that we like to hit. And then, if it's gonna be in Corpus, we wanna be around 78414, 78404, and 78412, and 78413. But mostly everything like on the Port Aransas, Rockport, Aransas Pass, Island, 78418, all that kind of stuff, yeah.
Nice. You guys have done your market research and you know where you wanna work. That makes our life so much easier, yeah. Not just like, just a round radius. I mean, we do a round radius, no problem, but. You know, what you're saying is
better. We don't want to do any roofs that are under 20, at the minimum, 25,000. I mean, there's just not enough money there. We have real crews that do real stuff and get paid real money. We're not like, you know, we're not paying them like $50 a day, wetback prices. So they're a real crew. They're going to get it done in a day and a half. And people that we like to work with will pay for that because they're going to get quality work as opposed to, you know, whatever, but
that's why you find the right client that understand the difference of quality versus lowest price point. It's like we always say this: do you want to be the Walmart of roofing, or do you want to like be upscale? You know?
Yeah, exactly. Right. So that's the
last thing. What hours of operation do you want to list on your listings and website?
We work every day. In terms of timing, just I guess 7 to 9, I guess, every day. Well, I do 7 to 7. So that's fine.
Okay, so I'll just put Monday through Sunday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., so that way they know you're open to calls whenever, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And I do know that, again, being in solar, we work the same type of thing, where weekend is actually our busiest time of the week, right? And I'm sure you have the same type of, all right.
Yeah, we have investors that call us all the week, but our actual clients that are, like, normal people, yeah, that's the weekend for sure.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Which are better than the investors, because investors are cheap, so.
Right.
They're trying to save every dollar. So we like the weekend.
Right.
I already have a video. Can I just text you all the videos of the house, or?
Yeah, we'll take care of that. Once you do onboarding, they're going to walk you through all that. So yes, absolutely. I'm going to send you, you'll get an email reply. And remember that the information is not going to us. It's going to Google directly. So we'll guide you through that as well in the email that you'll get in the next few minutes. Okay.
Okay. That was perfect.
All right, got everything set up on my note-taking side. We'll go through the last couple steps for the billing. And again, we're listing you just as VIP roofing, correct?
Yes, just VIP roofing.
And then you said, now, with... Say that again?
What was that? No, I'm saying if y'all are having trouble with the website for that, I'm sure somebody already has that somewhere. You can do like VIP roofing CC, VIP roofing TX.
We will let you know. What we'll do is we'll let you know which one we secure, but I'll put that in the notes too that you might be open to VIP roofing CC for like Corpus. So now you said Ryan's first name, does it have a T at the end of it? It's Ryan T? Like Ryan?
Super weird. Okay, gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it weird? I mean, you and I have two first names. Who has the weirder name situation, really?
Well, it was, I mean, I've never seen another Ryan's in my life. I figured I'd see one in India, probably, but not in America. But, I mean, I don't know. It was weird. I asked his mom why she did it. She was like, I love the name Ryan, and I didn't want it to be the same as everybody else's. I was like, oh, well, I guess that's a good answer, I guess.
Can't yeah, I mean, it's like the name Bryant, right, without the B.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Gotcha. I guess that's what it is.
Right. All right. So let me
get to the right about something.
I know, right? All right. And then the address connected to the card, what's that going to be?
It's going to be 1207 North St. Mary's, Falfurrias, Texas, 78355.
Okay, and is the card ending in 2540? Because that's what we did have on file.
No, it's a credit card, Bank of America.
Okay, go ahead with the card information.
4400, like 4400, 6644, uh-huh. And you got the 6644? Okay, and then 0985.
Yep. Okay.
4750.
And the expiration?
And then... January 29.
And three digits on the back?
706.
All right, got that there. And let's see, last couple of things here is we allow you to choose a security question so that way when you call in, if there's any confusion, you can test us to see if we're local splash. Just so you know, I did send you, let me just make sure I send you these so that way you have that. I'm going to send you a couple text messages that just says, hi, Edward, this is John Kyle from Local Splash from our 877 number. I think you did get them a second ago. Did you see them while driving?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So that information, you know, we'll go ahead and get that set up properly for you. But save that number as Local Splash in your cell phone or the phone you're on so that way it everything's set up. But, again, if there's any confusion, we let you choose your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name for your security question?
First pet's name, the city I was born in is Corpus Christi. To make it easy, Corpus Christi.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's why you guys went back, huh?
Yeah, that and because the fucking taxes in New York are crazy. But, yeah, that. Yeah, pretty much, yeah. But, yeah, we wanted a little beach in our lives and everybody was going to Florida,
actually,
so we figured we'd go somewhere different.
Sorry about this. I just realized that when Ryan set everything up, he put his first pet's name of Bunny, just to let you know that's the information that he wants to, he wanted to have, and I can't change
fine.
It on my end, okay? All right.
No, that's fine.
So
Bunny's fine.
Aware of that.
Yeah, I know that.
All right, cool.
I know that, dog. That's fine. No big
okay, cool. All right. And then let's just do this here. So again, we're going to do the $5.99 is the monthly cost, and then moving forward, it'll be, and then today's cost will be $6.98 to include the 99 setup fee for everything. Okay.
Okay.
And that's going to include $300 going towards Google, $100 going towards Facebook. So let me just get this up properly. Okay, and then so we'll do a voice verification portion of the call, Edward, and then I'll get everything set up on my end. Just because we had that whole, like, hiccup a month ago, I'll just get my management team just to make some adjustments on it so you'll get all the things in the invoice. But, again, total charge to the card will be $698 for this payment. But for now, I'll do the voice verification, and then in about, I'd say about 5 minutes, you'll get everything to you in email form as far as the outline of everything we do, okay?
Okay, sounds great.
All right, so now I'll go ahead and begin here. So Edward, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
VIP Roofing.
Okay, and please state your name and title within the business.
Edward James, CEO.
You said it was Edward George, right?
No, Edward George, that's my middle name. Edward George, CEO, sorry.
Okay, no worries. And then you're authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and you're also an authorized user on the billing of this card account, correct?
Yes, I'm an authorized user.
Okay, great. So now, to get results as fast as possible, Edward, it is important you're actively involved in your campaign, so thank you for taking today's onboarding call. That'll start in a little over an hour, okay? And we said at 3 o'clock, right? So now, just please be advised you also may receive calls from third-party vendors or sometimes bad actors not related to Local Splash, which is why we provide you the security question of, you know, first pet's name of Bunny, and to verify it's calling from us in the event of any confusion. But when we do call, we'll call from the 877 number that I sent you the text messages from. That's 877-635-6225. And we'll call from that number starting with today's onboarding call at 3. Now, when we do call, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Oh, definitely. Sounds, yeah, sit in the office. It'll give me something to do. Perfect.
All right. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing Google and Facebook representative, you also agree to let us know should you partner with any additional online marketing companies during the term of your agreement, correct?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. And your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, June 10th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $698 to include the 99 setup fee. And then when the second payment is completed, moving forward, your agreement will automatically renew each month, also on the 10th day of the month, in the amount of $599. This will be a recurring payment. Of course, if you want to adjust your ad spend at any time, you can let us know and we can make those adjustments. But for now, again, it'll be $599 a month to include $300 on Google side and $100 on Facebook. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Just be sure you speak to a live representative. And, of course, if you did choose to cancel, Edward, while we'd hate to lose you, to prevent charges for your next month of service, make sure you contact client support at least 3 businesses before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to do these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, great. So I'll get everything set up. Again, you'll receive a text message that says, welcome to Local Splash, and also an email that says, you know, click here for your initial invoice. All those things will be sent to you briefly once I get everything processed on my end. If there's any hiccups, I'll give you a call back just to make sure we have the right phone number connected to the card, okay?
Okay, and on the onboarding, and they'll go over the demographics on Facebook, right? So
any details that you want to do, correct. I mean, I put in all the city names and zip codes specifically for Corpus, so that's going to help to start, and then, you know, we'll make sure to try to prompt the other added things there on Facebook side.
Sounds great. Let's do it.
Cool. All right. Hey, thanks so much, Edward. Have a good one now. Drive safe.
You too, man. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.